Hello, James.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Hey, it's Larry. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man.
Good, good. Let's see here. I understand you've been talking to Brittany about a house.
That's correct.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, let's see if that's something we might be able to help you with. We buy a lot of properties around that area. Of course, that market over there is moving kind of slow.
It is?
This one here is vacant? Yeah, a little bit, you know.
I didn't realize. Everything I see that a realtor has goes on the market and it sells right away.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They gold mine down here, the Hale Gold Mine in Kershaw.
Yeah.
It's doing it. You know, a lot of people coming in, more people coming in to work here and everything, and I think a lot of it's been sold to them. But the market.
That might
good.
Be true.
Yeah.
That might be true.
It definitely is true. Ain't no mice. I mean, I keep up with it. That's definitely true.
Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah. Well, I guess what I should say is the ones that I see, because most of the houses, for example, the only reason somebody like you would want to sell a house to somebody like me is if you don't want to go through the realtor, you know, process of getting the house in tip-top shape and listing it with a realtor and waiting on the right retail buyer to come along and then hope they qualify for a loan, hope the house appraises, hope it passes inspection, and then do a closing. Right?
Yeah.
The ones I deal with are people who have, you know, fixer-uppers. They need work. They don't want to fix it up. They don't want realtors coming through. They don't want to wait 6 months or a year to get their money. They want their money in the next 30 days, right? So,
Yeah.
And, you know, most of the houses at the realtors list are the nicer, higher-priced properties. A lot of the properties I deal with are the lower-priced ones, you know, that, you know, it's kind of the lower-end type properties. For example. Let's see, you mentioned the interior condition was a 7 out of 10 and outside a 6 out of 10. If you had to take a wild guess, what would you think it would take to get the property in tip-top shape?
I didn't say the outside was a 6. I said it was outside 7 or 8.
Oh, outside 7 or 8?
Yeah, it's got
okay.
The only negative on the outside would be the roof. It needs a roof on it.
It needs a roof, okay.
Yep. I don't know of anything that it needs done inside, but, you know, I mean, you know, the house is what it is. I mean, it's not a low-income house or anything like that, or a trash house. It's a nice, decent house. I mean, I've had it for years and had it rented for years, and people just moved out of it, and I turned 70 years old, so I'm trying to cut back a little bit on my stuff, and so that's really
I hear you.
Just touching the market to see what it would bring, or, you know, is it worth my time to even, you know, mess kind of stuff.
Let me ask you a question. What did you have it rented for, just to get an idea as to the potential rent?
$700 a month.
$700 a month. That's good right there. That's good. Let me make a note of that. You had it rented for $700 a month.
Yep.
Let's see here. Okay, so it was rented.
Probably. I've been in it like that for about 2-3 years, something like that.
I had a lady
in it, and she had she retired, and she moved away with her daughter. To go live with her daughter's vacant.
Okay. Yeah, it's a pretty decent looking little house here. You know, I've been doing this. I'm sure Brittany probably told you. I've been doing this for 34 years. We bought and sold close to 1,000 properties in 12 different states. We buy about 5 to 10 a month, sometimes a few more. But I'm the one that gets on the phone with every seller and talks to them, right? You know, most people are going to come in and just make you a lowball cash offer. You know, a property renting for $700 a month. Based on the cash flow, that'll put a cash flow value on it based on what they're selling for in Lancaster, York, and Chester County, where rents are. So most of them just make a lowball cash offer where rents are 2% per month. If a property will rent for $700, that puts a value on it as a cash flow property of around $35,000. I think you and I both know you're probably not going to take $35,000 for it.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, exactly. So I got another idea I want to run past you. And all I really want to do is just put a bug in your ear. And if it's something you have an interest in, you can say, I want to hear more. If not, you know, we'll part friends. It's no big deal. But I buy a lot of properties from people, you know, pretty much say exactly what you tell me. I'm in my 60s or 70s. I want to slow down. I'm tired of dealing with tenants, trash, termites, and toilets. And I just want to see what I can get for it, right? Right. So basically, and you've had these for a while. I'm sure you know about the depreciation. You've probably depreciated these down where your basis in it's about zero. So if you do sell it, you're going to have a tax bill that you got to pay. Well, the IRS has this thing, exactly. The IRS has this thing called the installment sale, and I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, where instead of selling your property for all cash, you sell it on installments like seller financing or owner financing, and it allows you to spread out your tax bill over the life of the loan. And it also allows you to keep the best parts of your rental property, which is the cash flow, and get rid of the parts that you don't want, which is dealing with tenants, trash, termites, and toilets. Is that anything you would have an interest in hearing more about and seeing, you know, what that would look like?
Is that something that you do, or you just teach somebody how to do it, or what do you think?
No, what I'm saying is if that's something you have an interest in, we can run some numbers right here on the phone in the next 2 or 3 minutes, and I can tell you exactly what that would look like, and we can do that. What would be your ideal price? What would you like to get out of this property if you didn't have to deal with it anymore? But, you know, what would you like to get out of it?
Yeah, well, this is just a thought that I've come up with. I talked to a few realtors around and everything, and it may be off the wall. It may be crazy as a bat, and feel free to tell me if it is, but I've been looking for something like $80,000.
$80,000.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, 80. Well, it's a two-bedroom, so it's a three. Okay, it's a three, so that does help. That absolutely does help. And if it's in pretty good shape, let's just take a look and see what that would look like, okay? $80,000, and the banks, if I went to the bank and got a mortgage, they're like 2, 3, 4%, so let's do 4%. And $80,000, I'm going to have to stretch it out here for a little ways, but just bear with me. I know what you're getting ready to say. Just bear with me for a minute. But if we did it for 25 years, that would be $422 per month, okay? So you would, number one, you'd get your price of $80,000, exactly what you want for it. And number two, you're going to get 4% return on your money starting day one. Because if you just sold it for $80,000, you've depreciated it down where you probably got zero basis in it. So you're going to pay 15% on $80,000, which is $12,000, right? Okay. So you're going to be left with about $68,000 in the bank, and the bank's paying you about a half to 1%. With this, you got all $80,000 working for you at 4%. You're bringing in $422 per month, and over the life of the loan, 25 years, your total payback is $126,680. And as I mentioned a minute ago, you mentioned that, I said that, you know, you're probably thinking, you know, well, I might not live for the next 25 years. Well, if God forbid something were to happen to you, instead of leaving your heirs with a problem property or dealing with tenants or having to worry about repairs or selling a property, you're leaving them a cash flow that's already set up. And that money, $422.27, is going to keep coming in just like clockwork, right? And I've even had some sellers tell me that, you know, Larry, I don't want my kids to inherit a lump sum because they're going to go out and blow it. I'd rather them inherit money that's going to keep paying them every single month for the next 20, 25 years, and that way they can't blow it all in one place. I don't know if that's your situation or not, but I've had a lot of people, and quite frankly, most people I do this with are in their 60s or 70s already. So they understand that, you know, they may or may not outlive the payments, and really they'd rather not outlive the payments, so they get the payments till the day they die, and then there's some left over for their heirs. I don't know if that's anything you have an interest in at all, but it would save you money on taxes. you keep the best part of your rental property, and you don't have to worry about taxes, insurance, repairs, or maintenance, or any of that.
What would you be looking at as down payment from somebody?
We don't put any money down, and the reason is two reasons. Number one, I'm paying you exactly what you want for the property, and number two, our goal is to go in there and spruce up the property, and I tell people, hey, I can't make two down payments because I'm going to be working on getting the property in tip-top shape, and we're either going to put like a rent-to-own type person in there or rent it out or whatever. So we're paying your price, getting you 4% interest on your money, saving you on taxes, and we're going to put our money into the property. So we don't typically put a down payment down.
So I would be what, selling the property to you, and you would resell it, or where am I missing something here?
Okay. Yeah, what we do is the way I'm going to get paid, I've got local partners that I work with, and what they do is they're going to pay me some money to come into this deal, and they're going to be the ones that fix up the property, put a tenant in there, collect the rent, deal with the taxes, insurance, repairs, and maintenance, and make you your payment every month. And probably the next thing you're asking is, what happens if they don't pay? Well, I've been doing this for 34 years. I've never, ever had one go back. I'm not telling you it won't happen next week because none of us know what's going to happen next week, right? We live in some really odd times right now, and we see some things that I never thought I'd see in my lifetime. I'm 59 years old, be 60 next month, but I've been doing this 34 years, and I've never had one go bad. But if it did, you'd get the property back, and you know it would be fixed up in better shape than whenever you sold it, right? And you could do it all again, or sell it, or whatever it is you wanted to do. And I also tell people, if you ever did get one back, you know, I'd be more than happy to bring in another partner and we keep it going, so you keep that cash flow going, which is really what you want anyway.
Yeah. So how about as far as title? Do I still keep title, or is it going, or I just got the mortgage against the title?
That's a great question. You would actually be selling the property, you would deed the property out, and you would carry back, you're in South Carolina, so South Carolina is a mortgage state, you would hold a mortgage, and at the closing, we make sure there's a one-year prepaid insurance policy listing you as the mortgagee, so if something happened to the property, like it caught fire and burnt down or whatever, then the mortgage would be paid off.
Yeah. So I'm missing how you're involved in the thing, though. I mean, where are you getting involved in it as far as everything's happening? I mean, as far as, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it sounds like
you're
the buyer. So how are you sitting in here?
Well, here's what I'm doing. I've been doing this for 34 years, and I know how to put these deals together. There's very, 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 very few people that do what I do and know how to put a deal like this together. So, you know, just you can tell from me and you and I being on the phone that it's not the first time I've done this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring in a local partner. I've got a group of people that I work with that are investors. They like to buy property. They like rental properties. And some of them, I've got some people I work with that want to even move into the property, right? So I bring in a local partner, and they're going to pay me some money for me to let them in this deal, and that's how I get paid, right?
Okay. But again, I'm still not understanding where you're getting the money back out of the deal.
Where I'm getting the money back? What do you mean?
The money, you're talking about they're paying you money to let them in the deal, and then they come in and rehab the property or do whatever they need to do and get it rented. How are they getting their money back?
Because they're going to rent it out. They're either going to do one of two things. They're either going to be an investor that's going to rent it out for the $700 or $800 per month, like you've been renting it, and they're going to collect the rents and then pay you your payment every single month. And then they get to keep what's left over, or they're going to pay me some money to move into the property, and they're going to live there and pay you the $422.27 per month.
Okay, I got you then.
And quite frankly, just to be totally transparent with you, James, there's no reason in the world you can't do this on your own, but I've been doing it for so many years, and I got people I work with, and I vet them, and, you know, and I've been doing this for so long. We know how to put all this together, how to structure it, how to make sure that we keep the terms where it'll work for everybody. And it's not anything you can't do on your own, but I just make it really easy on people because I've done it so many times. I think we're doing even 4 or 5 of them this month.
Yeah. Well, the thing that I don't understand, if I did it on my own, wouldn't I be looking for more interest than that 4%? Or am I thinking wrong here?
Well, you could, but you know, you don't want to price yourself out of the market where it's going to be too expensive. You know, right. If you're doing it on your own, you know, and you raise the interest rate, you know, you're going to, what you want to do is you want to keep the payments less than rent. Because quite frankly, you would probably rather have an investor in there. So they've got two avenues to pay you. They got their own money plus the tenant's money to pay you, right?
Right.
But we want to keep the payment low enough to where it makes it attractive for the buyer. I mean, if an owner-occupied buyer goes to the bank and gets a loan, the house has to appraise, it has to pass inspection, and then they're going to get a loan somewhere in the 3-4% range anyway, right?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I've done them as low as 3. I've done them as low as 3%. I did 5 of them, I think, a month ago or so at 3% interest. But, you know, and we could do a higher interest rate, but it's just going to stretch out the loan a little bit more. For example, if we did 5% interest, that would put a payment of 467. You know, I mean, we could go all out and do a 360-month, 30 years. That way, if God forbid something happened to you, your heirs would keep the payments, you know, keep money coming in for the next 30 years. That'd be $429 a month. I could do that, but it's going to stretch it out another 5. But the good news to you is, you know, you or your heirs are now going to collect $154,604.
Yeah.
The amount and the interest rate don't really matter to me. What matters to me is the payment.
Right.
I've just got to, the higher the interest rate and the more the loan amount, I just got to stretch it out further, which is actually good for you once you understand, hey, this is a good thing, right? And you want the payments to outlive you, then, you know, that's fine. I mean, we could do the 5% and 360 months and it would still be, you know, it would be $429 a month.
Yeah, and so the taxes and the insurance, is that in that, or is that something they pay on their own?
Well, they pay on their own. The first thing is it starts with they're going to pay a 1-year prepaid insurance policy, right? Okay. They're going to pay one-year prepaid insurance policy, and then every year they'll just renew that, and then they're also responsible for the taxes. If you want them to escrow, if you want it to be escrowed, which it's extremely rare anybody ever does, but if you want that to happen, then I can set you up with servicing companies that'll service it and collect it and send out the notices and all that every year. It's a pretty simple process if you want to.
Yeah, but then you normally do it yourself and just trust them to make the payment then.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. It's extremely rare I ever hear from a seller like yourself once we do this. But, you know, if I do, I don't mind jumping in and, hey, what's going on? What's happening? You know, and if you do happen to get a property back, you know, I'll bring somebody else in so you keep getting the money in. You know, that's up to you, however you want to handle it. But, you know, but I do have all the connections and, you know, can work it out and usually get somebody back in there pretty quick within a few weeks.
Yes. Well, this amount I'm talking about, 80 grand, that's a reasonable amount ask since we're doing owner financing or what?
Well, personally, I think it's a little high, but because you're doing owner financing, you can typically get a little bit more for the property when you're doing owner financing. So, and you told me the rents were $700 per month. If you had told me the rents are $500 per month, I would have said, no, that's too much. But, you know, because you told me you were renting it for $700, I feel like it's the kind of property that it could justify $80. All I'm really going to do is, you know, have a partner come in, and they're going to pay me $5,000 or $10,000 or something to get into the deal, and then they're going to put money into the rehab.
Right. Yep. Okay.
And I'm just being totally transparent with you, James. I mean, I got nothing to hide. I don't want you to think I'm, you know, I mean, I'm telling you exactly what I'm going to do, how I'm going to make money, and all that good stuff.
Yeah. And I mean, that's the way to be. I mean, it can't be like that. We don't need to be talking.
Exactly. Exactly. Just like when I told you I could make, you know, I could be like every other investor and make you a lowball offer and we'd have a good laugh and hang up. You know, I know you're not going to take $35,000 for the property. I get that. You know, I've been doing this long enough. I didn't even have to ask you. I know that. Right?
But that's the max you would give for what you say, right?
For a rental property that will bring in $700 a month and is ready to go on the market to rent. That's what they're going for, where rents are 2% per month. And in Lancaster County, I've bought them even cheaper than that. We bought three the other month that were rented out for $300 a piece, and we paid $30,000 for all three of them.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I got you. All right, let me roll this around a little bit and think about it.
I wouldn't want you to make a decision right now today anyway. Here's what I want to do. I want to make sure you have my contact information. I don't know if Brittany sent it to you or not, but yeah, it looks like she sent you my contact information. Well, no, she sent you hers. I'm gonna. Do you get text messages?
I do. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to text you everything that we just talked about as far as the terms, and then right. You kick it around, talk it over, and then, you know, and then let you and I talk in a few days. If you make a decision before I call you back, just give me a call or shoot me a text or something, and we'll talk on the phone. And if it works out, great. If not, no big deal. We'll part friends. I wish you the best. How about that?
That sounds good.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. I've really enjoyed talking to you, and let me know if you have any questions. Or the other thing you might want to do, as I encourage people to do, is to talk to their CPA about this. And if you got a CPA that does your taxes, they can tell you. You just want to mention what's called installment sale. In fact, I've got a link on my website that I send a lot of people to help them understand the tax advantages that this is going to do for you. And I'll send you that link as well. You can just click on it, and it'll take you right there, and you can read up on it.
Okay. So where are you located at, Larry?
I'm in Lake Wylie, in Lake okay. Wylie.
Okay. Reason I asked, the Brittany that called me, Hoxton, North Carolina number or something like that. Yes, that was
it. Is. It is. We've got a phone system here. And we have, everybody has their own individual numbers. And because we do a lot in North and South Carolina, we have some of them are North Carolina numbers and some of them are 803 numbers.
Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
All right, send me that information and let me look at that and see what I come up with. We'll get back together.
That sounds good. I appreciate it. I hope you have a great day and we'll talk in a few days.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.